98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays. It's brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Give them a call today. Schedule your initial weight loss consultation. 480-435-3557 or online at revitalizeweightloss.com. Bick, your first award.
My first award, Vinny, is you're the coach, you make the decision award, and I'm giving it to John Harbaugh. A lot of people complimenting the Ravens head coach for bravely going for it on 4th-and-1 last night and smartly not giving the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. But Lamar Jackson came over to the sidelines, and John Harbaugh said, what do you think? What do you want to do? And it reminded me of how much I cannot stand that strategy because coaches are looking for a little out. Oh, I asked him. I put it in his hands. He said he wanted to go in case it fails.
Yes. Yeah, the camera shot of him saying, Lamar, do you want to go for this? Was pretty cool. And it was a gutsy play.
It was. And those kind of things are always celebrated in real time. Oh, he's asking his player's opinion.
When it works.
Right.
If it didn't work, there's all kinds of things wrong with it.
Why do you ask Lamar Jackson? Of course he wants
to
go.
For the head coach.
He lost the game.
Right.
All right. Mine's kind of related, but on the flip side of it,
right.
It's the, okay, you're the coach, but should you be empowered to make the call? The Houston-Cleveland game yesterday.
All right.
Second quarter, I believe. Houston's got a 3rd-and-14. They run a play. They get 12 yards. They're short of the first down.
All right.
Cleveland jumps off sides. So it could be no play. And then you're looking at a 3rd-and-9. David Culley, the head coach of the Texans, declined the penalty. Opted for the 4th-and-2 instead of the 3rd-and-9 or whatever it was. And punted the ball away.
What?
They were a little incredulous on the CBS broadcast, but they were kind of nice about it.
So David Culley chose to take the game all the way to the Cleveland 49. Rather than replay that 3rd-and-long, they're going to kick it away.
Pretty interesting, right? Instead of getting another crack at it, I guess being on the road, don't want to make a mistake in 3rd-and-long has to be a part of Culley's thinking, but I would kind of like to have another shot.
Yeah, you and everybody else, Adam Archuleta, I told you he was nice. He said kind of interesting. No, kind of stupid.
Right, right. I agree with that.
You get another play. Why would you not take the play?
That's pretty stupid.
That's pretty stupid.
The Be Better Award I'm giving to Dan Mullen and his staff at Florida. If you didn't watch the Alabama-Florida game on Saturday, it was a terrific game. Florida's a lot better than I thought they were going to be. They closed within 2 points, and they decided to run for a 2-point conversion, and they ran the most whack play you would ever see in your life.
It was the longest read option play in the history of read options.
Quarterback takes the snap, puts the ball in the belly of the running back, and together the two dudes go running right into a brick wall.
And they're like tiptoeing, too.
Right, and they run right into a brick wall, and Nick Saban's like, that's it? That's all you got?
It was pretty bad. Surprisingly a good game, though.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
My next award is the Yes, Call It a Comeback Award, and I'm giving it to the Hamilton Huskies, who on national television are playing football factory Bishop Gorman from Las Vegas. They're down 24-7. Here's the way it goes down. They make a field goal with 1:05 left to make it 24-10. Then they recover an onside kick. Driving for a touchdown, Nico Marquial, their quarterback, is hurt, waves off the sidelines. They say, come out of the game. He says, no, I want to stay in. He then throws a touchdown pass with 30 seconds left to make it 24-17. Another onside kick, and one of the best executed onside kicks I've ever seen at any level of football, gives them the ball again. He then throws a 22-yard touchdown pass to pull the Huskies to within 1 with 8 seconds left. The whole team is wiped out. The crowd's going crazy. You have a decision to make. You kick the extra point to go to overtime, or do you go for 2? Well, Hamilton went for 2.
The West Virginia commit rolls to his left. Here comes the pressure.
Go for it.
For the pylon. He's in. Hamilton leads.
Unbelievable.
It was ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
They had 7 points for the first, until a minute was left in the game. and they win the game in regulation. Unbelievable comeback.
18 points in 70 seconds?
18 points in 70 seconds.
That is insanity.
Yeah. And it on national television, that's a really good win for them.
I feel like ASU did that like four times against U of A in the game last year. Scored 18 points in 70 seconds.
Yeah, but they were never trailing, so it didn't really matter. Yeah.
All right, the Honeymoon is Over award I'm giving to Jared Carlin's guy, Jed Fish. Whatever honeymoon was left going into this weekend's game against NAU. Yeah.
You mean John McAfish?
Yeah.
Is what they call him?
I did get a kick out of that tweet over the weekend.
I missed that one, Jared.
John McAfish.
I just saw the stupid Mandalorian one.
Fish Rod. Kevish Sumlin.
How did I miss all of this? Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing, right? Losing to NAU.
As a 31-point favorite for the first time in 89 years.
15 consecutive losses now.
Well, I mean, they have 9 games left. They could reach 24. I mean, that was their chance to win a game, wasn't it? They do have Colorado. Colorado's awful. Oh, no. I said it.
You put it out in the universe.
Oh, 27 false start penalties doom ASU and upset loss to Colorado.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be better. We'll be more disciplined.
I'm giving the cesspool award this week to the entire Pac-12 conference. It sucks.
Certainly did this past weekend.
We're 3 weeks in. Already the Pac-12 North in week one had a nightmare weekend. In week three, the Pac-12 South has a nightmare weekend. There's one undefeated team in the conference. They had 16 non-conference losses as a Power 5.
Right.
They shouldn't get a spot in the playoffs. I've been beating that drum for years. They need representation. No, they need to get better at football is what they need to do. I'm not buying Oregon as the number 3 team in the country.
I heard you say that. My next award, Vinny, is the Can I Get Some Protection, Please? Award. I'm giving it to Tua Tagovailoa, who was hit 3 times in the first 2 series, each time by unblocked Bills. It was almost as if his offensive line were like, have at him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want him. Have at him.
What are you saying? What are you alleging?
I'm alleging that Deshaun Watson will be a member of the Miami Dolphins before the middle of October. That's what I'm alleging.
Yeah. My last award is the What Are You Doing Award, and I'm giving it to Carson Wentz of the Colts. Did you see his shovel pass interception?
Oh.
That's one of the worst interceptions in the history of football. He tried to throw a shovel pass near the goal line left-handed. He's right-handed, by the way. Maybe somebody should tell him. And worse, there wasn't even a receiver in the area on the shovel pass. It was just offensive
lineman.
And
he wasn't quick to get back in the game at the end of the game.
He's a disaster.
I mean, kind of. Jameis Winston threw a left-handed pass yesterday. The Carolina Panthers have the best defense in football right now. Football is so weird.